Okay, moving on to tradition three. We have Matthew here from Vista Meadows, California, and he is actually the chair for Area 7. Did I say
That's okay.
that
I'm Matthew, alcoholic.
right?
Thank you, Raina, for inviting me. It's Meadow Vista, California. I just say Auburn, and people know, oh, okay, I know where Auburn is. So, yeah, we're in a little remote community. It's probably like many on this call today. But this is a great format, and so far, you guys have been doing a great job. I'm so impressed. This is what we all need right now, is just to come and participate in a workshop. I like to qualify myself as an alcoholic. My sobriety birthday is August the 25th of the year 2000. So this is my birthday month, and I'll have 20 years on the 25th. And I say that because I'm going to read about tradition three. But my home group also is the Loomis Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and Loomis is a big town close by. So that's where I've been going to meetings ever since I got sober. But tradition three is what I've been asked to talk about today, and it goes, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. I want to read the first paragraph in the 12 by 12. Also, it says this tradition is packed with meaning, for AA is really saying to every serious drinker, you are a member if you say so. You can declare yourself in, nobody can keep you out. No matter who you are, no matter how low you've gone, no matter how grave your emotional complications, even your crimes, we still can't deny you AA. We don't want to keep you out. We aren't a bit afraid you'll harm us, never mind how twisted or violent you may be. We just want to be sure that you get the same chance for sobriety that we had. So you're an AA member the minute you declare yourself. And I can remember at my bottom 20 years ago, I was in the county jail and I was facing some crimes that I had committed, some charges, and I was waiting for my court appearances, and our local hospital and institution committee brought a meeting into the jail. And they do that every Wednesday, or they did up until COVID, right? But and there's where I heard the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I was at such a low, I really didn't have hope. I didn't know what who was going to accept me. I really didn't have any friends. I'd lost everything. It was just that point of incomprehensible demoralization where I just didn't know what I was going to do the day I walked out. And when was that day going to be? You know, it was a long time for me. But what I can tell you is that we read the traditions in our H&I meeting. And when I saw that, it said, no matter how low you've gone, as long as you have a desire to stop drinking, you're in. And I thought to myself, you know, so I was always asking questions like, oh, well, what do you guys do at meetings? Or where are these meetings? And, you know, anyway, the members that were there said that they're locally, they're around, you'll find them. A lot of times they're at churches. And that, you know, knowing that when I got out of this situation, I had a place to go and I just had to have a desire to stop drinking. And mind you, I was there on my third DUI. I was in possession of controlled substances. I was in somebody else's house. I had a list of charges that the reason why I was there. So I earned my seat. And I just knew that I had a place to go. And when I got out, I went to the Loomis Fellowship because I didn't want to go to the Rockland Fellowship because someone there might know me. And so I went to the Loomis Fellowship, and I put, you know, I raised my hand, and I remember the day I was there, and they welcomed me, they talked with me, they invited me out to coffee afterwards, and that's still my home group today. Those people in that group, they loved me, And I was trying to present myself as this, you know, bad person that I had no self-esteem, and I was just, you know, feel sorry for me, look at me. And here I had nothing. I was living at my mom's house, and my parole officer was up my back because I had to have these two meetings a week. You know, I borrowed the neighbor's truck to get around for transportation. And I mean, I was literally at the very bottom. And here, this group of people didn't care about any of that. They just said, come to meetings, you know, get a sponsor, work the steps. And that's what I did. And, you know, life began to have meaning. I had a place to go. I knew these people, they didn't judge me for my past. They wanted to see me what I was doing today for me. I did find a sponsor. I did work the steps. And, you know, looking back at that, I watched, I remember where I was at 20 years ago this week and the next week. And what I can tell you is that I was able to put my life back together, you know, one piece at a time. I was able to get off paper. I was able to pay off my restitution that I owed the court system. I was able to find employment. I was able to, I ended up in a relationship with an AA member and got married. I had, you know, we bought our first house together. All those things and more. And I, you know, tenfold, I've gotten back so much. And it was just because I knew I had a place to go. That little bit of hope that was given to me in my first meeting, well, I was told that, you know, when you get out, there's a place for you. And I know I have only a few minutes left, but the opportunities that the program of Alcoholics Anonymous gives us is life changing. And I am, I have that. I entered it, and I want to share that with others. And, you know, the opportunities are limitless. Thank you for inviting me today, and I appreciate you, all of your service. Love you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, too. Woo! 20, baby.
Yeah, happy birthday.